Matt Bandenkolk is joining us here in the studio this morning. He is the chief deputy for the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office. And we were having a discussion about pie.
Well, we can keep it there, Bob. I mean, he knows.
You said what? You said you had a favorite. Was it apple pie?
Well, I tell you, my mom and my sister both make a fantastic apple pie. And whenever we get together and I see that on the table, it definitely gets me excited. And then, of course, you know, at Thanksgiving time, there's also pecan and pumpkin,
sure.
Right?
Pumpkin,
and
yeah.
Those are usually, my aunt usually makes those. So, yeah, pie's a big deal. I could talk about pie all day. frozen pie probably today, right? I mean,
right.
Everything's frozen.
Are you a purist when it comes to your apple pie, or do you like a little cheese on it or ice cream?
Ice cream or cheese? Ice cream on the side. You know, you don't put it on the top. Maybe a little whipped cream is fine, but you don't overdo it. You got to enjoy what's really there.
Yeah, you know, when we were discussing that, I was recalling some of the pies my mom used to make, and I forgot all about that grasshopper pie.
Yeah.
And so now I'm going to have to ask my sister whether actual creamed mint went into it or not.
I'm going to have to look up a recipe for that, maybe give it a whirl, maybe next New Year's Eve or something like
well,
that.
Well, it's kind of cool when you set a green pie in front of someone,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's, and it's got the Oreo crust, but, yeah. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. Any pie. I'll take any pie. I haven't met a pie I don't like.
Well, the grasshopper pie is served cold.
Oh.
So it goes into your fridge.
Yeah, it'd be an appropriate thing for wintertime, I suppose, right?
But, yeah. Well, it's almost like ice cream, almost. Like,
right. Mint chocolate chip ice cream type circumstance.
Yeah.
That'd be.
So.
Like I said, I don't think I've met a pie I don't like. They're all fantastic.
Okay. Well, that being said, we do have a very cold day out there today. And I know that on the department's Facebook page did run some reminders about keeping people safe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's one of those days that we're going to talk with our children and grandchildren about for years probably, right? Every good story is going to start with back in 2026. It was 19 below with 40 below wind chills, and we walked uphill both ways to whatever it was we had to do. But, you know, if you don't have to go out, don't go out, number one. And obviously, if you do go out, dress in layers and make sure you're well covered. I've been back and forth here a little bit, coming in even to the studio. And my goodness, it just takes a moment for that cold wind to hit your face and you feel it instantly. So be prepared if you got to go outside, and be prepared if you're traveling at all. Make sure you got some warm clothes with you or on, and blankets, and maybe some food, well-charged phone, things like that. At least a half a tank of gas in your car. Mm-hmm. In the event that you were to get stranded, you at least can keep that vehicle running until assistance can get to you. Those are just some of the basics, you know, for out and about traveling. And then one of the things, too, that always seems to be a problem for a few homeowners this time of year is furnace issues, right? That furnace is working extra hard, and sometimes the exhaust has issues, and that freezes up. So, you know, take a moment, make sure that your exhaust is clear of ice and snow, and your furnace can function properly. And other than that, you know, if it starts getting cold in your house, monitor your furnace situation. There could be something going on there that you need to take care of. And then check in on your loved ones and neighbors and friends and make sure that they're all doing well too. So it's cold. It'll get warmer eventually. We might have to wait a few weeks. But
yeah. Well, if you need some kind of a warming shelter, I guess if you call 211, you can usually get that information as to where the nearest one is.
Right.
You know, to you. So.
Yep. But. Yeah, 211, a good place to connect there and find a warming shelter. You know, I'm hopeful that most folks in this area have a warm place to stay in the first place. But yeah, whatever you got to do to stay warm, but be prepared. Use your head and make good choices, and we'll get through this couple days. And looks like next week's going to be cold as well, so we'll get through it, though. And soon enough, it'll be spring, and we'll all be warm again.
Yeah. So the summer will come and all the temperatures will be warmer than they normally are to compensate for the cold
that that's
we're
fine.
Going through now, right?
That's fine. I'm never going to complain about heat in the summer when there's winter days like this. 90's okay.
Well, I asked you this morning about ice making weather and how Big Green looks right now, but I would think that this is kind of conducive to ice making weather.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And obviously, no ice is ever safe, right? That's the saying that we always use, but definitely this past few days has created some ice on Big Green Lake. I don't know if it's fully frozen. It's frozen as far as I could see from the east end, but I would expect that a good portion of the lake is frozen now. I advise people that are going to go out and enjoy some ice fishing or winter sports on the lake to check in with the local bait shops and guides, and online too. There's usually some good groups, whether it be on Facebook or other places, that share information about the ice conditions, but check with some of those folks before you go out and make sure that you've got a partner is always best, especially on the ice, and let somebody know where you're going and when you'll be back and things like that. And make good decisions out there too. Like I said, no ice is ever safe. We don't want to be going out to rescue anybody, so don't put yourself in danger. We want to make sure everybody has a good time and gets home safe. But I would expect some of the smaller lakes to gain a substantial amount of ice over the next couple days.
Right. Well, speaking of ice, with the weather as cold as it has been, you're not getting a lot of thawing action. And so, you know, just a little layer of snow and ice that we've got on the roads doesn't disappear as quick. As a matter of fact, it just gets slicker.
Yeah, it kind of gets packed down, right? And the salt doesn't have the impact on it. And so it creates this, you know, almost glassy surface, especially on the less traveled roadways. So you really got to be aware that, you know, even though we haven't had snow in a few days, you're going to have some slick spots and some treacherous roads in certain areas. Even shade can play a factor in that, right? If you're on a shady roadway or a section of roadway is shaded, it will create an icy area. So be careful as you travel out and about in that regard too. We've had a pretty good winter thus far in regards to crashes and things. We hope that continues, at least for Green Lake County. I know other areas have had substantial crashes, but be careful out there. We don't want to have to deal with any crashes that cause injuries or things like that. So,
you guys get a lot of motorist assist type calls during really cold weather like this too?
You know, in the time of my career, which is almost 27 years now, it seemed like we had a lot more of that early on, and it's not as common anymore now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people are maintaining their vehicles better or vehicles are just lasting longer, or battery technology might be a lot better. That could be some of it. We do get some. One common thing that occurs on days like this still is vehicle lockouts, you know, where people lock themselves out of their vehicle. We still respond to those when we're able. Obviously, that's a low priority call, but those are some of the things that we experience in the wintertime. The other thing, too, that we get calls about sometimes would be animals that are left outside and not properly cared for and have to deal with that. So we're hopeful that, you know, pet owners and even agriculture, you know, that they're taking good care of their animals and we don't have to handle any of those situations either. But make sure they got water and food and get them inside to warm up or in a sheltered location where they can stay warm and be healthy.
Yeah. Right. I haven't asked you this in a while, but what's the hiring situation like for Green Lake County Sheriff's Office?
We're still hiring. We're looking for corrections control folks, and those are folks that hire that work in the I basically call it a dispatcher or a communications officer for the corrections staff. They run the doors. They run the radios. They keep track of everything. They do a lot of logging, and they're very active, but they're in the center of the corrections facility. So we're looking for some of those right now. We've promoted from that position in the past, and we have a number of our staff that started there that now are corrections officers, and some are deputies, some work in communications. So it's a good jumping off point for people that are interested in law enforcement. So we're hiring for that and also corrections officers at this time. So we're getting there. We're getting close, and we're hopeful that we'll get it all filled here in the next couple of months. We're working on a retention program, and we're trying to get that through we got that through our committee. Now we need to get it onto county board and get it passed through county board. Very creative idea that Sheriff Padula came up with and basically rewards people that have been here. And when I say here, I mean at the sheriff's office for corrections and communications. His intent with that was why offer a sign-on bonus and try to attract somebody we don't even know? Why don't we work harder at keeping the people we have and make sure that they stay? And then people that, you know, we're trying to hire will recognize, you know, that we appreciate the people we have and we want to keep the people we have and build those relationships with those staff. So something we're always working on and trying to be creative and innovative and do the best we can for our community. You know, we have good communications officers, good corrections officers that are experienced. We're going to provide a higher level of service. So that's what we're always focused on, providing the best service we can for our community.
Is that information on hiring usually posted on the Green Lake County website?
Yeah, our Green Lake County website, there's always an employment link there. So any positions that are open in the entire county are available there. And I would encourage anybody that's looking for a job in corrections or communications to check in there and apply. We've also, you know, got different positions open throughout the county periodically. I know they're looking for some therapists over in DHHS right now as well. But it's a good place to work. We've got a good management team now, and County Manager Jason Jerome is really doing a nice job of getting everybody aligned and on the same page, and things are really moving in a good direction as a county.
Matt, we appreciate you coming in today. You got me all fired up for grasshopper pie now.
There is no doubt I'm having a piece of pie at some point.
I'm going to have to look that up. I'm curious now. So anyway, all right. Well, thanks again for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Matt Van de Kolk, the Chief Deputy for the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office. We do appreciate him stopping in this morning.